And if you were going to have steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knife.
Okay, or if you had three or four of them, you'd say, I'm going to put out the...
Steak knives.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if the dishes are all dirty, you'd say,
got to wash dishes.
Okay. And you might say, if you were talking about your mother or somebody, you might say, after she washes the dishes, then she what?
Dries them.
Something then and...
Put them up.
In hot water.
Scald them.
Okay.
In hot water.
Any other words you might use besides scald?
No, rinse them in hot water.
Okay. Would you say a little sentence for me? Then she...
Scald them in hot water.
Okay.
Or she would rinse them in hot water.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Well, some of us now call them cup towels. Some say dish towel.
What would you say?
Cup towel.
Okay, is this to wash them or dry them with?
Oh, it's to dry them with.
Oh, okay.
Now, dish rag you use to wash them with.
Okay. What would you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a...
bath towel.
Okay. And if you want to drink water, and you forgot to fill up your plastic container the night before,
uh-huh.
You have to go in the kitchen and turn on the...
hydrant.
Okay. And if it was outside in the backyard where you hook up the hose, you'd call it the...
You go out and turn the hydrant on the outside. Faucet. Some says faucet.
Okay.
Some says turn the water and get water out of water hose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you call it?
I'd say water hose. Turn the hydrant on.
Okay. Let's see. Sometimes beer comes in a great big wooden thing.
Keg.
What?
Keg.
Okay. And what's the thing that's like a keg, only usually it's bigger and it's wooden and...
Oh, barrel?
Okay. Now, if you had, a water barrel or something like that, that had a little gizmo on it that you could turn and get the water out with...
Pump?
Would
it be a pump?
This would be just like at the sink, usually.
Hydrant?
Okay, would you call it that on a water barrel?
No, you wouldn't call it hydrant on a water barrel. Let me see, you'd call it something else. But I can't think what you call it. What else you would call it, but I don't think you call it a hydrant.
Okay. Would you recall, what would you call something on a water barrel that had kind of a push button sort of thing?
A push button?
Yeah, you know, the water come out.
Wouldn't be a hydrant, wouldn't be a pump. I can't think of that one.
Okay, you can stop me if you think let's see, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Okay, and then after they froze, they...
busted.
Okay, and I hope they won't, what, begin tonight?
Freeze.
Okay, and then the other word, you say, I hope they won't...
freeze, froze.
Okay, the other word you meant sort of like break apart.
Yeah, bust.
Okay. I hope they won't...
bust tonight.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you might say, they had what, many times before?
Busted.
Okay. And then if you're just talking about freezing, you'd say they had...
frozen.
Okay. Let's see. It used to be molasses you could get in pretty big quantities.
In molasses in gallons? Barrels.
Okay. Anything else you might call the thing that you buy?
Molasses in?
Yeah.
Let me see. Barrels. Let's see. You used to get it in buckets.
Okay.
Jugs.
What do you use molasses for anyway?
Well, yeah. Cooking with some of them you cook with. Some of them you use to eat. Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. What else do you put on pancakes like molasses?
Syrup.
Okay. What's the difference between syrup and molasses? You'd say molasses...
Now molasses is thicker, I think. Syrup is thinner. Syrup is the modern name, isn't it?